Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For baseball season on Moneyline.
Whoa. That can't be. We can't have that.
With Donnie, Baseball Right Side.
It's good times now, obviously, with all the changes to Major League Baseball, as I like to put them, every single one of them better than the next. You're going to get the same amount, if not more, scoring and more action all at once in a shorter, condensed time frame. It would be like me coming on, going, yo, Kevin, you know what makes a football game better? Put in 17 more commercial breaks. I love the breathing of the game, Kevin.
And Kevin K. Master Walsh.
This morning got me ready. This look, going into yesterday, doing research, giving out the pick six for people, giving out World Series previews and predictions. I felt that energy this morning. You know whose idea was putting like a massive behind the scoreboard clock? That's one of the worst ideas of all time. You don't want anybody thinking about the pitch clock.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Back at it. Let's do it here. New week, new money, and championships abound. Final Four this weekend. Did you enjoy it? The women's basketball game yesterday. Did you enjoy it tonight? You know you're going to enjoy, if you are awake, UConn versus San Diego State University. K-Dub, get in here. It's time to have some fun.
Yeah, man. Let's break down a baseball slate and pretend this national championship game isn't happening. What do we
say?
Man, this national championship game can kick rocks. I'm usually not like this. I don't know why I'm angry about it. Maybe I already got my fix from the women's game yesterday, but yeah, man, I'm good. That's how I feel right now with everything.
And by the way, we're going to talk about this right off the top here in just a few moments. The game tonight, obviously UConn and San Diego State, lines, totals, maybe some props. There is a prop here, and I don't want to get into the game just yet, that is now off of the board. Talked about it with Ben. As we were just like perusing and having some fun on the show, saying where you want to go. I even did a video this morning, Kevin, on this player. Joey California, otherwise known as Joey Calcaterra, for UConn. His total, Kevin, 4.5. He's no longer on the board today. You can't bet him.
Interesting.
Why would that be, though?
You know, the problem with that is because it's college, we never know. You know, Hawkins obviously is super, super popular player on UConn. You know, argue probably, you know, first or second, you know, with him and Sonogo.
Yeah.
And he had, you know, kind of that questionable tag with the illness. DraftKings just never posted Hawkins props. Never posted them. You know, FanDuel actually left him up all day. They kind of were confident he would play. So, and again, like that's my point of that being is that's like a very popular player.
Oh, I think it's back now.
Where you think DraftKings would.
Yeah,
back. Like. Again, I don't know which kind of book, and I don't know why, but it's college. Like, it's just, there's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, I hit the refresh button, and it popped back up. So maybe they're just taking it down and popping it back up for one reason. But it's 4.5 points, which I thought was pretty funny. He only plays about 13, 14 minutes. But he's a three-point shooter. So you figure he knocks one down, like, oh, give me to the free throw line. Like, maybe something good can certainly happen. But the people out there are wondering, K-Dub, like, hey, me? New week, K-Dub's a little bit tired, maybe he's spent a little bit. Is that because of the celebration with the Basement Brigade? Because your favorite weekend, which is now two nights and not one, WWE WrestleMania weekend.
I tell you, you know, Donnie, usually I would hear what you just said and get real defensive. But I can't say that Sunday's finish didn't have me laughing my head off. I'll tell you, folks, look, you're listening to this, and you know I'm a wrestling fan. You're probably like, oh, man, you must be so angry. No, you don't get it, because I'm a wrestling fan. And WWE, that's not a wrestling company. That's not a wrestling company at all. What they are is a parody, sports entertainment nonsense, and their fans get set up like no other, really. And yesterday was maybe their best trick yet. You know, there's betting odds. We know this. Where you can bet these are kind of questionable, but they exist to give people an idea. Roman Reigns about plus 450, Donnie. The odds makers, never in their world, scripted sport, right, would believe that Cody Rhodes wouldn't win that match. Oh, I laughed and I laughed, and I'm still laughing about it. What a tremendous, hilarious ending to what was supposed to be such a largely positive weekend. Yeah, WWE once again told their fans kick rocks, and now this morning, a lot of big news coming out of there. People think that they're likely going to start doing budget cuts again, and it's going to be doom and gloom over that company any day now.
There you go, Roman Reigns, and then calling this K-Dub, like in the wrestling, one of the greatest runs in wrestling history. I mean, come on now, get on board.
Yeah, but like, I'm not going to break into a whole thing about this, right?
Yeah.
But they keep trying to tell people, hey, like, this is incredible run because of the days. But he cheats in all of his matches. Can you imagine if UConn played every game 6-on-5 and then Donnie and I came out here and were like, I mean, this is the greatest team we've ever played. Mm-hmm. Like, well, guys, they get 6-on-5 every game. Like, of course they're dominating. What?
Now, there wasn't a big pop from the crowd on the 1-2-3. Was there a 1-2-3? It was like a forfeit or a count out.
It was a 1-2-3, and it was complete despair. From that entire fan base, which was tremendous.
Now, what would the pop have been? If Cody Rhodes won, the pop would have just been thunderous. Yeah.
Which, you know why, Donnie, would have been thunderous? Because, you know why? He was an AEW, a real wrestling company. And that's where they were like, oh, wow, that guy actually is a star. Because WWE doesn't have any of those.
Now, people were saying, like, one booth exploded with excitement. It was just a quick shot of Vince McMahon in his owner's booth there. Out there at SoFi, loving the finish there. Thought it was the greatest thing you ever seen. But there you go. That's our wrestling talk, boy. We got an action-packed show, so don't you go anywhere. If you want to get your phone calls in, you can. It's 844-843-6879. It's Monday. New week, new money right here on the Sports Grid Network. Come on. It's Kevin. It's Donnie. Championship Monday, people. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Championship Monday, UConn. Or will they be crowned national championship tonight? Or will it be San Diego State? Since it's not a Big East game for UConn, it looks like it could be a formality. And by the way, I hear people talking about it, maybe rightfully so, and also the odds makers are feeling a big-time UConn win as the FanDuel Sportsbook still sits at -7.5. You can get a +290 money line here. Other places, Kevin, as high as 325 now on the money line for San Diego State. Not a lot of intrigue. Intrigue's probably the right word. Excitement, yes, because people are still going to bet it. People are going to watch it. It's basketball. It's the last hurrah. Now, for me, I'm still rooting for UConn, but I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight, knowing that when I wake up in the morning, my account is going to be splashed because of a nice call on UConn. And finally, it finally worked out in my favor, K-Dub, right? Well, so many years I've taken, you know, and not say I couldn't cash in, but you had to make those calls with like 75-1, 80-1 tickets, hedge out a little bit. And those ones never come in, but you're looking just to make money on it. But for a legitimate one, I made the choice to say, you know, what am I going to do? Fire one or two bets in, fire four, fire six, $25, 50. I say, you know, let me go four teams, $100, something to cheer on outside of my bracket. And for once, like, I was getting those good vibes after the round of, you know, 64, the round of 32, Sweet 16. Even though, like, Alabama was getting knocked off. I go, you know what? That's not a bad thing if you're looking to get a big ticket, because I figured Alabama was the best team. Ooh, Houston got knocked off. I didn't have them as a ticket itself in the future. I'm like, ooh, that helps. Kansas getting knocked off Purdue, and it just started to line up like, wow, maybe UConn can make it there. And it was almost the perfect setup, Kevin, because Texas, I thought, was going to beat Miami and probably should have, up double digits with about 10 minutes to go, which would have lined up that one semifinal game that said, no matter what happens, I'm going to get a 2-1 or a 20-1 or higher ticket into the final. Now, it turned out fine because the highest number was the 25-1 on UConn, and they are playing for a championship tonight. But if anybody doesn't know, don't follow me on Twitter, K-Dub. I did hedge out of that. And if you remember telling you guys last week, Kevin, I said I really didn't want to hedge, and I didn't. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know what I would have done here. Let's just say, the line was 3.5 or 2.5, whatever. Maybe somebody got injured on UConn and now you're lining up in the final. It's a lot harder to hedge when it's like, you know, a 2-point line, 1-point line the other way, or maybe even have to, like, you know, go minus 160 to lay off $500 or $1,000, which would stink. But the fact of the matter is, when that game ended, Kevin, 3-1s popped up across the board. Betted immediately, cashed out, actually got a 320 price at DraftKings. So that's where I sit right now with 5 units on San Diego State at plus 320, which is a nice pay. I think it comes back $2,100 as the payout off the $500 investment, and then $2,600 if UConn just wins outright tonight. But I had no intentions of it. It just worked out perfectly, and I tried to tell the story this morning was with San Diego State. If you have them coming in, and you said it, I think you said it best, like, okay, let's just say it's 50-1 ticket. Great, awesome. They're probably not going to win. So what's the point of that? You know what I mean? Oh, it's a great ticket. And how do you lay off or hedge? How much money are you putting on money line minus 325?
Well, yeah, that always is going to be in the eye of the beholder there. Now, I will say for you specifically, though, and a spot that most people are in, I think, that are hedging here, there's way more UConn tickets than San Diego State tickets out there.
Yeah.
The double-edged sword of it, Donnie, is while it is easier for you to do what you've done here with San Diego State,
yeah,
it is, it feels less necessary, I think, though, is what most people are probably kind of dealing with, right?
I think what your example would be is, here's what I'm doing. Let's just say you play blackjack. I got two face cards, which let's just say a king and a queen. Dealer flips over a six. And I'm going, all right, I have the commanding upper hand. You are supposed to let that handle play out. But if anybody's ever played blackjack before, six, five, king. Oh, no, I just lost. How did I lose that? Doesn't make you feel any better. That's the only reason why. Because, again, I think we're not hedging out, Kevin. It's like, hey, you know what? Why am I going to hedge? It's like $200 that I'm going to win, which would have been great anyway. Hey, man, I won $200 in the tournament. But the numbers were basically like this. The bets aren't life-changing money. Let's just say I just bet $100, and that was it in the whole tournament on UConn. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I wouldn't have slept very well, Kevin, if I came down to the final game going, okay, one way I'm going to get like $1,100, the other way I'm going to get $1,600, or just go all in for $2,600. Odds tell you, you got a free 7.5 to 8 points out here on UConn as the better team, which they are. But I'm telling you right now, being around the sports business, watching thousands of games, the worst-case scenario happens, and you don't feel any better. Well, I did the right thing, Kevin. I went down in flames with my $2,600. Like, no. Like, I wanted to be like, you know what? Let me get a nice cheering section here for UConn. If I can't stay up by half, I wake up. Oh, look, UConn won. Wow, awesome. Or they lost. That's unbelievable. Boy, was that smart hedging.
Look, and I, for me, I think that that is, again, always going to be in the eye of the beholder. There are some people who kind of look down on hedging. I think that's a really weird thing.
Yep.
I don't know why people
I hedge everything just
better.
About. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why people who don't hedge think they're better than people who do. but simultaneously, also, I know that hedging is something I talk about more than I actually end up doing more often than not. The closest I would have been to being in your spot, though it wasn't apples to apples, Donnie, was Baylor Gonzaga, actually, 2 years ago. But it was brackets versus betting, where you guys are like, look, Baylor wins the game, I'm going to win two brackets. So I could have, again, simultaneously just went and bet Gonzaga, and it would have been the same thing, but it felt a little different, and I ended up personally deciding to let it go. I was like, you know what? It's brackets. We're going to let it rock here. And that's what I did. But you know, for the spot that you're in, again, at the end of the day, if that's a result that you're happy with, that's all that matters. Again, it's about how you treat that initial investment, what's the purpose of the initial investment. And the one thing is, look, I can sit here tonight and tell you I think that UConn is going to absolutely destroy San Diego State.
Yeah.
Well, but I can't tell you that San Diego State has no chance to win, considering they beat Alabama in this tournament, number one overall seed, and they were the same exact price in terms of underdog at 7.5. You can't make that argument that UConn, it's there. By the way, and I know it's not, again, apples to apples, Minnesota Timberwolves the other day just lost as a 19.5 point home favorite in an NBA game outright.
Correct.
Game. This is why they're going to play that game tonight instead of wheeling the trophy out and giving it to UConn before the tip.
Yes, and the goal of a professional, again, you're right about that. A lot of people don't like to hedge, and technically, you're right. I should not be hedging if I have a ticket in my pocket in a final game where I have an eight, basically a free 8 points. But again, it's one. It's a one-off. It's not a series. Like, hey, you know what? I got Golden State in a series against the Houston Rockets. If they lose game one, I mean, come on, they're still going to win the series. I'm not going to sweat it out. I'll just let it go. It's a one-game shot. You could be looking at the halftime like, what is going on here? 26-24 San Diego State. Now you're sweating it out. Now, granted, as I said, I have more money to win on UConn, so I will be winning that. But there's no worse feeling knowing that you could have had a nice sum in your pocket. And I don't want to say you're getting greedy because you might have did the right thing. That doesn't help. That doesn't help when I wake up tomorrow morning and we open up the early line. Man, what a performance out of Matt Bradley. 36 points, 8 rebounds, dominates UConn. I'm going to sit there and be like, well, I got to sit through 2 hours of this. You know what I mean? Come on. I don't want to rehash this anymore. I was supposed to win that ticket. But it is what it is. I wonder if anybody out there does have San Diego State tickets. Because we
your boy, apparently.
General, yeah, who? Oh, yeah, that's right. I have to check in. I think he has tickets on all 64 teams, but that's a different thing. But yeah, I don't know who has what, but I would like to hear some people on the line, 844-843-6879. What do you have tonight? Would you hedge out? Do you have a long shot? And also, is anybody with? Has I think everybody lost their pool. I don't think there's a winner in the pool. Is there a win? Did somebody actually win a pool out there? I mean, even allowed to win this year, are you?
There is something so frustrating about I have. Well, I don't remember the sports grid bracket, but the one bracket, I mean, like, there's one person that has UConn, and they're currently in, like, ninth place, but you get so many points for a championship game.
Yes.
Where the person in first hasn't picked up points probably in, like, 3 weeks. You know what I mean?
Correct. Had no Final Four participants in there, participants, and that's the way it goes here. Well, we got a lot to talk about here on a Monday. Make sure you keep the dial right here, SiriusXM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Locked into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Rip it and rip it tonight, people. All right. We got a couple odds boosts out here tonight. You ready for this one? We'll start here, and we'll make our way around the sports landscape.
I'm going to need some good ones.
Aaron Judge to hit a home run and the Yankees to beat the Phillies 4-1. Now, I need more on the 4-1 there. Do I think Aaron Judge can hit a home run? Yes, I do. But this was the one you're supposed to put out on opening day. Aaron Judge to hit a home run.
Yeah.
But not even if it's to win.
Come on.
Yes. 4-1.
Rip that
Aaron Judge to hit a home run opening day is the best
boost. The day after he hit a home run, yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. In game number four of the season, yeah, kick rocks. Good on that. Thanks. Rip that to shreds. No way am I betting that boost. I hope he does. Hope it wins.
Now, I think you might like this next boost.
No, I'm good on that one.
The Darius Butler boost. UConn to score 70 points and beat San Diego. Plus 150.
Am I getting enough? I mean, I think their team total is 69.5.
Yeah.
Right? So
they need 70. Thinking... Yeah, they got it. I would be very surprised tonight. I would be very surprised tonight if UConn is not in the 70s.
But that's fine. But they don't need 70.
I don't think they cover unless they get to 70.
Well, Don, but you're telling me then, Don, you're telling me you like the over in the game then. Is what you're saying.
No.
Right now.
If I'm looking at this, I think UConn wins, and I have UConn covering. I'm saying that if
and
UConn.
Under?
UConn is going to win. Yeah, UConn's going to win and cover. And I have the game under. Yeah, I do think it stays under.
Well, then why would UConn need 70 points?
No, I'm saying UConn. What am I tripping myself up here? UConn, I think, has to get 70 points if they want to cover, which means. Okay. That they're going to be way behind, like, you know what I mean? So let's just say 72. I think the pace would be like 72, 58, something like that. Because I do think they win by double digits is what I'm saying. But I don't think they can score 68 points or 60. Forget 68. It's too close. 66 points and cover. I don't think that's going to happen.
I guess my point is you would have maybe not the cover, but you have the total like right on the 132 and a half.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It's close. Yeah.
Like, because, you know, usually, not always, but if you like an under, right, and you're confident in UConn,
a world where San Diego State has sat there looking up at the lights with 53 points on the board. They just put Miami at 59. Gonzaga at 55, if I'm correct on that number. So again, a world where San Diego State like never gets out of the starting gates offensively to me isn't surprising. Like, you know, 65-51. I'm telling you right now, 65-51, I'm not like tuning in tomorrow and be like, I tell you, that, oh, I never saw that coming. No, it continues my theme of this game, secretly, I think, can kick rocks. So I'm not as excited about that boost as I wish I was, even though, yes, I can see a world I'm on it. Yeah. And I shout out to Darius Butler for basically saying, here's the money line and here's some points. I like where his head's at.
Yeah, I think UConn is going to be in the 70s tonight. And I do think they win by margin in this one. We'll see how it plays out. But it depends. Like, if UConn gets out to another one of those, like, eight-point leads, like, midway through the first, this game's going over. But I'm hoping that it's, like, one of those slow burns. Up two, up four, up six. We're right on halftime, approaching 10 points. San Diego State's going to get that run. They're going to get excited, play some D. And then at the end of the game, you're going to have UConn comfortably ahead, which means, let's just say, 10 points with, I don't know, a minute and a half to go, and then you just go helter-skelter with San Diego State, right? Launch a couple threes, brick them, make a couple free throws, and away you go.
I think you secretly like the over in this game.
I don't think the over is going to hit. I don't think it is. Because I'm trying to play it out where you have UConn in that 70-point marker, but still covering and staying under. That's what I have it as.
If they score 70, mm-hmm. then the cap, the max then for San Diego State is 62. I'm just like, that's the...
Well, yes, because hear what I'm saying. If UConn gets in the 70s, they play their game, and San Diego State didn't play their game.
The 70s, Donnie, too, like not 70 exactly, right? Like, yeah. 74, 75.
Yeah.
I mean, You're over.
Yeah, I think I do. I think if UConn is in the 70s, yeah. I don't think San Diego State is approaching them. So that's what I'm saying. I think they need 70 because that's their game. If they're under it, like again, 66 points, there's a chance San Diego State might upset them. Do you see where I'm going on that? Like if UConn is the far superior team and they're in the 70s, I don't think San Diego went toe to toe with them. I just think they got smoked. Like if you tell me right now this boost is going to lose because UConn is in the 60s, UConn might win, but that game's going to be right up on it. 66-61, something like that.
Yeah, I to be honest with you, I think, I don't know, I mean, I don't know if it's necessary to analyze your analysis. Yeah. I feel like you like UConn to cover, you like the under, and they're not correlated at all.
I mean, it doesn't have to be correlated. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It's correlated really would be the under and San Diego State to win because they slowed it down. But I still think there's a world where UConn, like, can pace this team. And they just don't – because they're not built on Kevin. Hey, we're down 15 points. Let's just start jacking threes. Like, it's not even what they do. So that's what I'm sort of basing on. Like, if I get 70s from UConn, that's a smoke show. I think they beat them up pretty good. I really do.
Well, yeah, because if they get to 75, mm-hmm. then the max for San Diego State is 57.
Yeah. Could be.
It's a 20-point drop-in.
Yeah. I think it could be right around that range. We'll see how it plays out. I just need UConn to win. That's all I need here. I don't think I'm taking these boosts overall, per se. Certainly not the Aaron Judge boost at this point. But I do have a couple baseball plays tonight, which I've been having a lot of fun. I'm trying to mix and match. Over the weekend, worked out very well since opening day, taking RBI props because they're so far. Like, I'm using Caesars right now, Kevin, where, like, the average is, like, between, like, plus 130 to, like, 2-1 on getting just one RBI. And you're getting people, like, in the middle of the line. Like, I think Paul Goldschmidt's close to 2-1 to get one RBI in the three hole, which I thought was interesting. I did take him. We'll go over a couple of the other ones. But I'm having fun with those wagers. I haven't dipped in the team totals because I don't have enough information. I'm almost just going with, like, what makes sense. Like, okay, Joey Gallo to get an RBI. Well, he's certainly not going to be stealing bases and getting singles. He homered twice yesterday and cashed in at least that end of one of the tickets for me. But I'm almost taking like 3 to 4 players, Kevin, on one team in a matchup I believe they can hit and going, just give me 2 of them. And it's a really nice day.
Yeah, I think, you know, you and I have talked kind of about the numbers you have. And I think being a little more aggressive on plus prices can make sense. And, you know, it's obviously you don't have full numbers yet, but using what you have at your. It probably is also just better, kind of, because you don't have anywhere near as much information as you will by June. To basically, you now don't need to be as accurate as you do with team totals, right? Because your team total juice is, I don't know about average, but what would you say? Your average team total juice is like 125, maybe?
Yes.
Minus 125.
Yeah, because I like the half run is huge, and I always take the half run. It's massive. Yeah, so, like when you're dealing with a four and you can get it 3.5 if you pay 25 cents all the time, man. All the time.
So, again, so just, you know, somewhere in that range. All of a sudden now, Donnie, if your juice is on average plus 150, your accuracy range
doesn't need to be there. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that approach for you makes a ton of sense. I actually hadn't bet baseball. I was still keeping an eye on it, but again, the strikeout props, I just don't have the stuff I need right now. So I wasn't really betting baseball until yesterday. Fortunately, though, I hit a total over in the Cardinals game, which felt like a fever dream. And they had four home runs in their first inning, the Cardinals, off of, I don't even remember who the Blue Jays pitcher was, but whatever, they cracked him. And then the White Sox team total looked like it was going to give me a heart attack, but that actually ended up getting there as well. So I'm going to try to, you know, keep messing around and seeing if that's kind of, do I have a decent eye for something right now? Maybe that was, you know, a one-day luck. We'll see. But I'm enjoying baseball, certainly, which I know is kind of a topic of conversation for people as well with changes and what have you.
Yeah, good card all the way through. First game up on the day here, New York Mets, Milwaukee Brewers, 2-11. So in the next 20 minutes, I think we should build something for this game, whether it be a parlay, hitter prop parlay, RBI, runner score, team total. It sits right now currently. It's a close game, or at least from a, you know, odd standpoint. Minus 112 for Milwaukee. Mets listed at minus 104. Total 8.5. And let me just see a couple wagers here, because there's a couple shops. What I've been noticing here, FanDuel, very good, very clean, very easy. I actually have I think there's some profit boosts out there that you can use for today. But let me see. Which way do I want to go today, though? I'm going to build something out here. I think I need to go, again, keep it with, like, two players each side, like RBI, and just see if you can split the difference on both of them. Like, I don't know if I want to go home run. Also, I took one tonight, K-Dub, for just a single for a player. Ooh. Like, if he doubles, it doesn't count. Triple, no. Home run doesn't. Not, like, over one base, over 1.5. You have to have a single tonight. I took that at plus money for a player that will go over. But there's so many more options that, like I talk about the evolution, Kevin, of gambling. Just in my own gambling. Okay, sides and take a dogs and baseball and having this. And then going, well, hold on now. Like, team totals are outrageous, and they are. But I'm finding some stuff that's maybe even more fun because it, as long as your guy gets it, like, doesn't even matter. Like, hey, I need a single. Yeah. It leads off the game with a single. Shut the game off. Like, there's no bad beat. Yeah. You know what I mean? My goodness. Sure.
Yeah, I know we love to save picks for the end, but I'd love, because I know we're up against time here, I'd just love for you to kind of break down why you're betting a guy to get a single. As opposed to the other stuff that you've been getting involved with to kind of understand how that all plays out.
Yeah, and I will explain it, too. And it's a lot of, as we say in the first couple, like, I'm not betting. They're like $25, $50 bets. They're not a lot, but it's just playing things out and seeing how it turns out and saying, you know what? Is this sustainable for a season? Can you have fun with this? Will these lines change? A lot of that goes into it. We'll talk about it next. Just keep it right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rocking and rolling in hour number one. You want to call in? You got to play tonight? You're going to make millions of dollars. Come on, man. Let me know. Don't leave me and K-Dub out. 844-843-6879. Talking Major League Baseball as it comes up. See that, man? Look, man, you got a $1 million ticket. Man, let me in on it, man. You got something for sure tonight?
Yeah. One of those delay
pops. Come on.
Delay pops. Jeez. I didn't even see any of that coming.
Exactly. I mean, people always leave us. They call in later. But, hey, by the way, man, hit the 16 parlay. Now, why didn't you tell me? Why don't you tell me about it here? All right, Mets and Brewers today. Now, from what I'm looking at here is the retractable roof is open at 56 degrees. Now, if that's the case, if that's the case, excuse me, shout out the Brewers and their fans for going like, yeah, 56 degrees, man. You wear a light jacket to the game. You watch it. It's baseball. Like, we feel great. Like, this is summertime for us up here. As opposed to the people down in Houston. Like, hey, man, 56 degrees. Again, the iguanas falling out of the trees and stuff like that down there. They don't even know how to deal with it. But having said that, there's no real statistics here in this game that I do like. However, some money to try to make a way around. Let me go to Caesar. Caesar's been treating me well with the amount of, again, shop around sports books. There's a million of them now. Every single state. By the way, are we getting close to where it's overwhelming majority in the country has legalized sports betting now? Are we at a majority yet or no?
Oh, yeah. I thought I saw.
Yeah?
Now, I want to be careful. I want to be careful because I literally read a tweet today.
Yeah.
But I thought it said Kentucky was the 37th state. That can't be right. That has to be wrong, then.
What do you mean? Like, you think it's less or more?
Well, if you're asking...
Well, who doesn't have it, though? Like, you could probably find that. If I go to, like, hold on, let me just go to FanDuel, because FanDuel will pop up.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm thinking now, because there's not that many options there when you pop that thing up. But maybe not everybody has the apps. Is that the problem? There's a big difference between legalized sports betting
one,
and then
two, three,
mobile
four,
wagering.
5, 6, 7... 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 at Ohio. Yeah, 16, 17, 18, 19. I got 20 in here, which sounds about right.
Yeah, but if you were to Google just how many states have legal sports betting, like, the apps could be a different instance. Like, I think maybe in, like, a Mississippi, like, I don't know if they have apps, but
maybe they're approved in that many states, but they just haven't rolled out the online betting yet or the – stuff like that, because it seems a little short at this point. But then again, there are, like, again, I love states like this. Who makes the laws? I don't know. Like, us in New Jersey, and for years it was Bill Bradley with PASPA. And like, oh, I mean, I'm gonna make my life's mission that nobody can gamble in sports because I don't like it, and it worked. Congratulations. Yeah. And then they struck it and broke it down, and then whoever is like, okay, well, if we do that, you can't bet on Rutgers. Knowing that that's horrible for the Rutgers program, because how much more interest you might have in it if the locals can actually bet on it. Maybe that will get overturned at that point. But some states here, Kevin, going, hey, you know what? You got to just be in person to bet. What kind of idiotic scheme is that? Like, hey, by the way, you got to be, but we only have like two racetracks, and they might be 500 miles from your house, but we need you to go to the racetrack to place the wager. Unbelievable.
Well, the truth of it is there's a lot of things with betting that are real headache inducing. I'll give you another one. So, you know, I like to always tweet out the stuff that I'm on. You guys know that. Donnie does the same. We're very similar in that way. And getting excited for the women's championship game. And I had a couple of Caitlin Clark props that I was on. Those ended up splitting her under threes, even though I basically stole a number. Just didn't work out. That's fine. Anyway, but then someone texted me, kind of unprompted, yo, where do you find player props for college? And it was one of my buddies back home in New York. And I said, yeah, they don't have them. And he just wrote back, that's stupid. And yeah, like, of course it is. It doesn't even make sense. Like, when you talk about all these things that you can't justify, explain to me how in New Jersey you can bet on college player props and New York you can't. I mean, how could you ever explain that to the logic to anybody on something like that?
It's almost like if you're going to have sports gambling, like, instituted in your state, right? It's not so much that the lawmaker should have a hand in it, but you should get, like, the proposals from companies where they tell you, like, here's why we're doing this. Here's why we think it's better. Here's how you could track the market. If you have a team like Ione and you want to place a wager on it, it's not a bad thing, because if Ione all of a sudden gets $6 million of wagers against Manhattan, and Manhattan has zero wagers on it, we're going to look into it. We're going to shut it down. We're going to find out where that illegal-type gambling move is coming from, right? But then it must just be like the lawmakers go, look, I got to get my own breaks in here. So, okay, we're going to have gambling, but no Ione, because New York City Community College in 1950 bet on basketball, so we're never going to have that again. Well, don't be an idiotic on that. I mean, come on, not like the point-shaving stuff. Are people going to do that in the future? Absolutely they are. They're going to be banned, we're going to move on, and we're going to be fine. Are there going to be rogue referees who take $25,000 to, you know, satisfy a total or try to get it over? Yes, there will be. They will find them, they will put them in jail, and they will ban them. That's just human business. Nobody's perfect in every world, but the fact of the matter is, like, you can't bet on a state team, even though, like, if I want to bet Temple basketball, Kevin, under a half hour from my house, I can do it. If I went to bet Seton Hall an hour and a half away from my house, I can't do it because I can apparently get to the Seton Hall kids, but I can't get to the Temple kids. Make it make sense.
But we talk about how bad that is. I genuinely do not think that is worse than if I'm driving over the bridge, I can bet, you know, Caitlin Clark to have, you know, six threes. But at some point, if I drive too far, I can no longer bet that. How could you even explain that to someone? Like, it's impossible to me to explain that to someone. It really, really is. So
no, it's frustrating. Yeah. When you're trying to get... And it used to be, Kevin, like this going back to my pick selling days. I'm telling you, there are sometimes like the offshore markets, whoever, whatever site you were using at that point, you're like, hey, man, I like a team total over 3.5. Like 90% of the people who you've been sending it out to can't even get it. It was hilarious back then, like as you're trying to emerge new markets. So at least we're easing up on there's so many different ways to bet, as I was just talking about. You want to do total bases, hits, home runs, batter runs, runs, pitching, strikeouts. It's all there for you now. So the amount of fun you can have, or if you have an edge, the edge used to be like, okay, winner or loser. That's what it was 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it slowly branched out into so many different things you can bet. Now, today's lineup here to start at 210, Mets and Brewers. Mets got Nimmo, Marte, Lindor, Alonso, McNeil, Canha, Vogelbach, Narvaez, and Guillorme. And then for the Brewers, Yelich, Winker, Adames, Tellez, Contreras, Mitchell, Anderson, Turang, and Weimer. So if I'm looking here, now listen to this, though, Kevin. I'm telling you, it sounds almost some of these too good to be true. Like, let's just say Francisco Lindor, who's in the three hole today, to get an RBI, 139. Mm-hmm. Pete Alonso to get an RBI, 127. Jeff McNeil in the five hole here is 179. Your five hole batter, Kevin, is a 179 to drive in a run today. Now, granted, I think Peralta is pretty good, so is Carrasco, so those numbers are slightly elevated. But game to game to game, like everybody is big. Like Omar Narvaez, where is he at? Eight hole. You think he's going to maybe drive in Canha or McNeil in front of him throwing the base? 225 to get one RBI. It's pretty low. Starlin Marte in the two hole here, plus 184 to record an RBI. So what I've been doing is splashing three or four, usually four players, because you want to go 2-2. Like 1-2 isn't going to get you a ticket. 2-1 is, but 2-2 gets you the same thing. Like if you splash, and again, I don't even like this game from a pitching perspective, but like Marte, Lindor, Alonso, and McNeil each to get an RBI. Game ends up 4-2. They probably got two RBIs between those four guys, you know?
Yeah, I definitely, and that's where the plus money comes in and factors in. How do you balance the difference between wanting to bet runs scored or RBIs?
I'm telling you, it's very interesting. It really is. Because I found myself, because the one day I sort of mixed and matched, I didn't win money, which meant like this, Kevin, right? You're trying to, okay, let's just say, we're taking the Mets game today, right? Nimmo leads off Marte, Lindor, and Alonso. So what would make sense? Nimmo to score a run, Lindor to get an RBI. Like, doesn't that, like, it almost correlates. Like, Nimmo gets on a single, Marte gets him over to second, Lindor, a single, drives him home. But I'm finding that actually a little bit harder than what it's supposed to be. Like, the opposite was happening. Like, hold on. Like, these guys are getting on base. The other guys are driving them in. What's going nuts? Because when you take a look at Nimmo, who leads off, you're basically burning your first at-bat, right? Hey, let me get an RBI, plus 173. Mm-hmm. Well, what's he going to do in his first at-bat? Okay, it's a home run, you cash it, but single, double, walk, triple, stolen base, two stolen bases, none of that helps you here. So you got to wait for like that second rotation. So I've been really looking forward to like the 3, 4, 5, 6, even 7-hole batters. I think yesterday Gallo was in like the 6 or 7, I would say the 7-hole, ended up with 2 home runs. But those are the guys I want because, you know, even if Pete Alonso's on base, not the fastest guy, but the guy gets on base. Jeff McNeil's very good. So that's the way I'm trying to approach it, going, let me stagger it in the lineup. Like Marte, Alonso, Canha, Narvaez, where it's like, okay, let me see how it plays out. Everybody, again, plus money.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, yes, you know, I got Nimmo for a run scored, Alonso for an RBI because he's going to hit a 2-run homer.
Yes.
You know, in the first inning. It's like, you're actually then betting like a 50-1. Then you, when you're getting that specific, you know, like you're probably making it a little more difficult on yourself. I think that's why you're trying to dumb it down and be like, I don't need to mix and match.
Correct.
I got a team today that's got a favorable matchup. Here's their best players in good spots at plus money. Let's let the chips fall where they may. Right. Like, and it's almost introducing plus money into team totals, Donnie, which again, due to where we are in the calendar, is probably a good approach.
Yes, and let's just flip it over to the market where batter runs, right, where the runner has to score. So if you say instead of Nimmo to get a base hit or a double or a home run or an RBI, no. Just how about to score a run? Nimmo is a minus 108. Now, he's the only guy, I believe, yes, on the Mets today that is a minus to score a run. So if you said to yourself, like, honestly, using your table setters, like, we'll talk a little bit later maybe today about the Yankees and the Phillies, right? You know, Trey Turner in the one hole. And you say, well, what are the odds he scores a run? I don't know, ridiculously good? If he gets on base, he's probably on second, and then somebody just drive him home? Like, that's what I'm trying to weigh in where I think you're onto something where I tried to mix and match, and I went up in flames, as opposed to if you just said, okay, Nimmo, Marte, Alonzo, and Canha to score runs. And why'd you do Alonzo? Well, he could drive himself in with a home run, right? Sure. So that might make out. And also, if it's, let's just say, what is Alonzo's plus 104 to score a run, which means he has legitimate power, which he can, you know, take one over the fence at that point. But you can get like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to play the Omar Narvaez plus 168 in the 8-hole to come in, where he might get singled in by Starlin Marte standing on third base. There's a lot of options, and most of them are plus money options. You're not laying like, hey, the ones we used to do, right, to get a base hit parlay. All right, I need Altuve, I need Brantley, and I need, Yordan Alvarez. Well, everybody's got a base hit, and you go, hold on now. Three guys to get a base hit, just it was minus 116. What?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's the way in.
It's moving around like that. Yeah. No, it's really, really it's just super fascinating to try and get involved there. Because then I'm almost, as I'm hearing you talk about it, like the Yvette Lindor for a run and an RBI, and just be like,
yeah, see, yeah, you can level
like,
up.
He's giving me one of these. And as you said, like,
yes.
Yeah, well, if he gives me both, like he hits a home run, like awesome. We're chilling. We're loving life.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good stuff because also, like, I believe I didn't bet it today, but the three props I have, which we'll go over again later in the show, Adolis Garcia for the Rangers to get an RBI, Paul Goldschmidt to get an RBI, and again, that's plus 130 for Adolis Garcia to get an RBI, 179 for Goldschmidt to get an RBI, and Brian Reynolds is the guy at plus 111 to get a single for the Pirates. I'll go over why I like that, but even if you like parlay those two together, I think all three of those pays like, close to 10-1, something like extremely high. And it's not as if it's like, hey, Kevin, I need three guys to score a touchdown, right? When there's only four touchdowns in a game.
Yep.
Like, they're legitimate. Like, okay, Goldschmidt gets an RBI. Adolis gets an RBI. Reynolds gets a single. Hey, look at that, 10-1? It's crazy. Like, it sounds really good. That's why I need it to play out without putting a ton of money on it. Because if it is like that, we might just be going that way the entire summer. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment here before we hit hour number two on a Monday, Championship Monday here in college basketball. We're going to find out where JP is going tonight. Full Major League Baseball card, NBA action, and a national championship game, JP. Where is it going to be tonight? Where are we going?
Got to go to the national championship.
All right. Side total prop. What are we doing here?
Should be better baseball.
Doing a side.
Doing a side. All right. So we got a side tonight. Man, is that setting up for the dog? Are we setting up for a roll job here for UConn? JP Lane 7.5 tonight?
I don't know. I'm really struggling where I won't be betting the side tonight, but I'm really struggling because my value brain, I know what the value pick is, but also I know that if you had asked me for a final score, it's UConn by like 25 points. So what's the, you know what I mean? I'm really, really struggling with the side here. I can't even get into JP's mind. This would be easier if FAU was still alive.
Hey, FAU. All right, so we got to decide which way we're going here on the side. Is JP going San Diego State? Is JP getting out in these mean streets and taking a heavy favorite in UConn? We'll find out. We've got some time to think about it and go over. But in the 2 o'clock hour, we are going to have Mets and the Brewers. Then the 3 o'clock hour, if it does play, Giants and the White Sox. And then away we go in tonight for a full Major League Baseball schedule. A lot of hot topics I want to talk about by an hour number two. Pitch clock rule changes that you guys have been looking at out there. Has it impacted your gambling or your enjoyment here of Major League Baseball? Are you betting tonight in the college basketball finale? And more importantly, did anybody out there enjoy the women's game as much as me and K-Dub did this weekend. Because I really wasn't looking forward to that, K-Dub, overall, by saying to myself, you know what? Got to get after it. Got to have some fun. Got to get a wager in. But we did pick up some money. Hit a little odds boost on that. Watch it all the way through. Final Four action. And also, get ready. Sunday afternoon championship games are for the men, people. And that's what we need to have happen because it was sensational for the women. Who says no in a doubleheader? Same building. Same building. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.